As refugees from Iraq, Syria and other war-torn regions in the Middle East huddle in the no-man's land between Poland and Belarus, President Lukashenko and German caretaker Chancellor Angela Merkel had a phone conversation. Angela Merkel is still chancellor until post-election negotiations result in a new German leader. And the phone call would have been because Germany is the preferred destination for the refugees, and the German chancellor felt she needed to see if President Lukashenko could negotiate. I asked Associate Professor Matthew Sussex from the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University whether anything could have been decided in this phone conversation.
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, Angela Merkel is effectively still trying to keep German foreign policy on a relatively even keel before she steps out. And as you say, Germany, you know, chooses a leader. But it's interesting, isn't it, that sort of Poland is in the middle once again of discussions between the Russian Federation and Germany.
An uncomfortable place to be when one considers the last time Germany and the USSR had discussions over Poland.
Yeah, there's a kind of long history there with Poland's fate being decided by countries to its west and countries to its east. The really important thing here is, you know, what is NATO going to do about it, or whether NATO is going to do anything about it, and whether the European Union is going to do anything about it.
Does this mean, when we say NATO, does that mean we've got to involve the Americans?
Yeah, I think so. I think a fairly unequivocal message needs to be sent to Lukashenko, whether or not he's acting as a proxy for Moscow or not. He's certainly utilizing the same tactics that Moscow has used and certainly doing things that are in Russia's interests. I think a fairly strong message needs to be sent to Lukashenko that you know, opening up a tap of humans to flood across borders is not something that NATO will tolerate.
So what's in it for him to manufacture this situation?
Lukashenko is interesting because he has often been wanting to cast himself as someone in between Europe and Russia. And that has sometimes worked well for him, but particularly in recent times, especially after the election, that saw, you know, mass protests and so forth and saw Russia take a much heavier hand in Belarusian politics, I think it's fairly clear that Lukashenko is very much beholden to the Kremlin for his continued survival as a leader. And I think for him, it shows that he is carrying out a foreign policy now that is one that's smiled upon by Moscow.
Was it Putin's support of Lukashenko that effectively stopped all of the protests last year?
I think Putin certainly had a role in it. And we know, for instance, that Lukashenko was given high-level advice on how to manage protests and how to crack down on those who were, you know, voicing their opinion against the frankly sham election that Belarus had. And I think Putin sees that as an opportunity very much to cement significant influence over Minsk so that Lukashenko isn't the one in the middle anymore.
With the actual border situation that we have at the moment with the refugees, I mean, I don't know what the situation for food and so forth, it's getting cold, things can't be allowed to go on for too long. Who's going to blink first?
It's a good question. I would have thought probably the Europeans will blink first. It depends what the Poles do, but the Europeans will probably want to reach out to Moscow. And I think on this, they're wrong. I think they need to be a bit firmer. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with human lives, obviously, understandably, you know, you need to prioritize them when Belarus shows very little regard for their safety.
I suppose any agreement would have to come with the proviso that Belarus stops flying in people from the Middle East.
Yeah. I mean, this is similar to the type of deal that has been operating with Turkey for a while, where Turkey has effectively agreed for money to stop floods of refugees coming into the European Union. I would have thought a similar deal, and this is something that Putin has suggested, oh, well, you know, Europe should pay for it, like they do with the Turks. It might well end up that that's the case. And I think, in a sense, it's a bit of a sad indictment on Brussels that they view this problem as something that you can make go away with cash, just simply to kick the can down the road.
Associate Professor Matthew Sussex from the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire, around Australia on the Community Radio Network.